It's Mae Muller with Mikey on the Random 30. I'm so good. How are you?
I am great. Whoa, this looks very elegant where you are. Where are you?
Oh, thank God. I'm in a hotel room, which means it's not a complete mess. Usually back at home, I have to have the background because it's like so much going on. No, I'm in Sweden. I got here yesterday.
What are you doing there?
I'm working with Naked. We're going to write together again, which is going to be fun.
So could there be a 2.0? Just throwing that out there now.
Well, you never know. You never know. We hope so.
Yeah. How have you been? How's things been for you? And I mean, we'll get to the Better Days track and we'll talk about all that. But how have you been generally? I wouldn't say brand new, but kind of we've been learning about you since, 2017? We've been hearing about you. So tell us about the journey for you so far.
Well, thank you. It's honestly great. It's such a strange thing because obviously, I've been doing this for 5 years now and we've been putting that graft in, but then Better Days kind of just shot up overnight. So
it's
the balance of we've been working up for so long and I'm so ready for it. But then there's also that oh my God, this happened so quickly as well.
What was it 5 years ago, 2017? What was that moment for you where we actually heard you around the world for the first time? What happened? What caused that? What was going on then?
So I was working in a pub.
Yeah.
I was
singing or pouring beers?
Pouring pints.
Yeah, nice.
You know, loved it. I was I was a terrible, terrible bartender, but it was fun while it lasted. And I just thought, I was a bit this is fun and all, but what are you actually going to do with your life? And I always loved music and I always, I really wanted to be a part of it somehow, but I just didn't know how. And then that's when I started sort of releasing music on my own, on SoundCloud. And then it just sort of spiraled from there, I suppose. And started getting into sessions and, writing my own tunes, which has been sort of what I've been doing ever since.
And is music in the family?
Yeah, I come from a creative family, which is obviously such a privilege,
and very helpful too, writing.
Yeah, I mean, my mum works in my mum's always worked in theatre. She's a wardrobe mistress, I love that title. I'm like, she's in wardrobe, and I used to come and visit her at work, and we'd work in the theatre together. And I've been lucky enough to sort of have an insight into the creative world,
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool. Let's hit on with some Better Days working with Naked. How long has this been in the process? Because this is like the summer vibe. We've been playing it for a little while now on the show. Came out late last year, I guess, officially. Summer vibes all around with it. Absolutely. How did this all work? How did you, or did Naked come to you? Did you go to Naked? Tell me everything.
Yeah, so just over a year ago, it was November 2020, I'm pretty sure. No, yeah.
Close enough, yep.
Over a year ago, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we did a week of writing together and it was just good, And we just got the quality of work was just up here. And I think once you meet someone in music that you just vibe with like that, it just feels really good. And then, so we got loads of good songs. And then when I got back home, that's when he sent me Better Days and was like, look, I think you could just sound really good on this and put your own little spin on it, do what you want. But, here's the song. And I heard it and I was my little ears kind of pricked up. I was like, this sounds interesting. And then the second I put it down, I fell in love with it. And then I obviously we reached out to Polo because I love Polo, and I was like, because I love the song, but I was like, it needs a little something, it needs something else to just make it a full, you know, stunning thing. And then Polo did his thing and it was great.
And when you were hearing the song for the first time, what, like behind the scenes, what are you hearing? Are you hearing everything and another female singer singing it as a demo, or what are you actually hearing it to go, oh, I like this, I want to do it?
I think, yeah, obviously it's very, it was new for me, you know, that part, because I've, every single other song that of mine, like I've written myself. So and I used to be a bit stubborn about that. I used to say like I would never like sing a song I didn't write. But then I think once a song comes along like this, I was like, the only person that will like lose out is me if I don't. And I feel like I put enough of myself on there. But that's the thing. I listened to it and I felt like I couldn't really say how I truly felt until I vocaled it and like worked on it and like you know, put my own little spin on it. So once I heard my but so what I did hear from when he sent it to me was just like the feeling of the song and the message of the song, and I really liked that. And obviously he's an amazing producer and sounded great already, you know. But when I vocaled it was when I was like, okay, now I can hear like where it's meant to go, you know.
And what were you thinking when you were in that process of recording it and then hearing, I guess, the end product, from going, hearing it for the first time and then having those moments and then going, there it is, it's all yours, world?
I mean that's the thing. I knew it was a great song and I loved it, but I didn't think, I, you know, I never listened to my songs and go, oh yeah, this is a hit, like for sure, like this, you know what I mean, because you never know. But so I was just listening to it thinking, this just sounds joyful, and I feel like that's what the world really, really needed, and it's what I needed, you know. It was nice for me to just sing a song which felt fun singing, but I performed it in all, you know, in the festivals during the summer, but it was unreleased at that point,
right?
So I got to like test it out and see how what people thought. But now performing it to a live audience, what, now it's out, is going to be like a whole different ball game, I hope.
And what was the reaction when you were singing it before it was released? What were the crowd, what were they vibing?
It was good. They were vibing, like they were dancing.
Yeah. And
I think you know that it's always a bit scary to play like an unreleased song, but they loved it. And I guess it was just like a good little test run to see. But I could see that it just made people happy, you know. So it was, I was like, whatever happens with this song, like I'm happy with it.
That's so good. What are the future projects? I mean, you're overseas at the moment and writing with Naked Again, but what are the projects for you? What are you looking for personally in 2022?
I'm looking forward to going on tour again.
Australia, I'm assuming.
Trust me, I'm figuring it out. Like,
come on.
I've never been to Australia at all. So I'm literally never.
Wait, and what?
I'm on the phone to like my team all the time and I'm just like, when are we going? Like, when are we going? Let's go now. Like, why are we not going now? So
yeah.
I'm definitely at the forefront of my mind.
We would love you here in Australia. Absolutely.
I can't wait. I mean, I'm really, yeah. I mean, it's obviously going to happen, but we're just figuring out what, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I feel like everyone that I meet from Australia is just, they're just good people, you know? So I'm
yeah, ready. We try our best. Look, we got a couple of faults. As long as you like to dance hard, party hard, drink a few beers and whatever, we're fine.
Perfect, me, let's go.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Back to your bartending days, you'll pour the beers, right?
Yeah
absolutely. I like it, mate. Fine. So good catching up with you. Loving the new track, it's such a party vibe. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh my god, of course, thank you for having me, it's been fun.